want to go and help out.
Go to their website.
Team okay. Rubicon.
Before we bring Jimbo Harrison, I have breaking news. Breaking news.
Play it.
I just gave a game ball to Rory McIlroy.
Yes.
Because he dumps Caroline Wozniacki, and he wins the top tournament in Europe.
The BMW.
The old ball and chain he got rid of. Guess what just happened?
What?
Apparently, Caroline Wozniacki doesn't feel the same. In fact, she just got bumped. She got ousted first round of the French Open. She is so distraught.
Ouch.
And so upset and cannot focus on anything else but Rory that she fell in her opener. And she was beat. It's the first time she was beaten in her opener at Roland Garros since 2007.
See a connection there?
I see.
On both sides, maybe?
Men and women.
Should Rory feel bad?
A
little bit, maybe?
Yeah. But listen, it was either him suffering or her suffering.
Every man for himself,
That's
terrible.
That's what my buddy Jim Harris, SportingLifeArkansas.com, lives by that. What do you think about that, huh? Do you see? I mean, there's got to be some sort of, like, psychologist out there that can dive into this story and really have a field day.
He's been trying to dump her for months.
I know. With the
he's been dragging him down. You know, he probably would have won three more majors if it wasn't for her.
If you listen to Gary Player, yeah, that's what he thinks, too.
She's been just, you know, keeping him, you know, right when they're about to, you know, break up, she just
reels him back in.
She reels him back in. You know, he finally saw the light. It took sending the wedding invitations out to do it. He said, "I can't do this." Then he goes out and he wins that tournament.
Yeah, I had an experience.
He has in a year.
I had an experience in my life where I was engaged, and it never really hits you until about 2 weeks after. I think Roy was about a week, it was about a week and a half or 2 weeks after. It hit me when I got the call about the hall was booked, the date was set, the wedding dress was made. I was like, oh, man, this is for real?
I didn't know that you were engaged.
I bought the ring. And I gave you the ring so it could buy myself another, like, year and a half. I didn't think we were actually going to set the date for, like,
she
6 months.
Got up on that, huh?
Yeah, she took me serious. Hey, I'm...
Big mistake. Don't take Pat Bradley seriously.
Well, no, the thing was, is I was about to go over to Denmark to play for, like, 10 months.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to give her something to kind of, hey, that's my lady, stay away. 10 months.
Naturally, yeah.
But I thought it bought me some time.
Cue up single ladies right here, Matty T.
Yeah, look out, all single ladies.
If you like it, you got to put a ring on it, right?
Well, if you don't want anybody else to take a shot at it, you got to put a ring on it, I guess.
Yeah.
That's apparently that's not why you should get engaged.
No, that's not.
Okay, for the record, that was a wrong reason.
How did you feel when you finally got out of it. Did you, you know, like, score 30 a game or what?
Yeah, it was close.
Did you get the ring back?
I did, yeah. And I was able to. I probably felt better for her. Listen, she's had a much better post-engagement life than I've had, so much more successful.
See, everybody won.
It was the reverse.
Everybody won.
Yeah, I was the Caroline Wozniacki in the whole experience, okay?
Well, on the other side of the coin, I saw in person the guy who got married about 5 months ago, and he's as together on the golf course as he can be, and another guy who got married a year or so ago, and they met in a playoff, and it was a beautiful thing to watch. Two happy guys, happily married, out on the golf course, playing a little golf in Fort Worth, Texas.
I guess it was just
a beautiful thing to watch in person. What a tournament that was. It was a spur-of-the-moment thing for me, Bradley, but I went and saw the Colonial. I said, Riverfest,
good for you.
You'll have to wait a year for me. I'm going to Fort Worth. And so, at spur-of-the-moment, got on the Southwest plane, went down there. A friend of mine likes to go see the golf, too. So, we just checked it all out, and it was a great field down there. I mean, I think we talked about this last week. The best Europeans were in Wentworth in England. Of course, that's where McIlroy was. But, you know, there was still Adam Scott, who won the thing.
Now, was that his first victory while he's been number one in the world?
Yeah, he was only number one for a week. So it's sort of like he was not even planning to play until he went to number one, and he entered Friday before last and came over there, and because he didn't play in the Nelson. As it turns out, with this win, he's won all four PGA tournaments that are held in Texas. He's won at San Antonio. He's won the Houston, the Texas Open in San Antonio. He's won at Houston. He's won the Byron, and now he's won Hogan
Texas
Valley.
Slam. How about this, what he made for that? The purse comes with a plaid jacket. But
yeah,
wait, there's more.
Whoa.
There's more than a plaid jacket.
Yeah, the plaid jacket.
$1.152 million.
That's all right, I guess.
He got a little change for his and his bride of 5 months.
Who did you follow?
Wait, is that Euros?
The most?
Is that Euros?
No, that's cold hard cash.
Weeks.
Straight cash, homie. Straight.
Yeah. she can spend that money. She probably could have been, if she was in town, they could have gone over to Neiman Marcus in Dallas or
There's a lot. Dallas is a lot of great shopping. There's no doubt about it. Okay, who did you follow the most out of any group? Would you kind of spread it out? Did you spread your love around?
Spread it out, but the first day I watched Duffner and Spieth together till it got really crowded around them. I watched them for a few holes. I missed Adam Scott on Saturday because he was, don't forget, this is a guy who made the cut by just two strokes. He was one under after Friday, but he shot a 66, and he moved five under, moved into serious contention, and then, of course, shot another 66 to tie Duffner at nine under. So I missed Adam Scott in the morning, but I followed on Saturday, but Dustin Johnson was out there, followed him.
Who had the largest gallery?
Who's leading the PGA.
Who had the largest gallery?
Spieth and Duffner did on Saturday. I think there was no doubt about it. Jordan Spieth being from
Texas,
Metroplex area, and the young phenom, next star. He will be a star. They had a big crowd following them, and I think Sunday it was just a big crowd, period. And, of course, the way the tournament evolved, the last few groups of those last few groups were playing. David Toms was the only one really in contention late, and he kind of gave away a few strokes. And there was hardly anyone really following those last groups, and they were waiting for the playoffs. So, it turned out it was just awesome, guys. It was
We had Bryce Mulder, finished
Bryce
one
Mulder
under,
played.
Kenny Duke finished even.
And we also had David Langmuir, who was in.
There you go.
Langmuir. Razorback was in contention until he took a bogey late. He was at 8-under at one point and could have gotten
really?
9. So he did well. But the playoff was really cool because they started on 18, and they have that hole. And when they did, and there's a TV, everybody's kind of watching it in the trees between 17 and 18. So when Duffner misses a chance to win on 18, this mass of people just started running to 17 to line the ropes and the hole. It was just, and the crowd that had stayed at 17 in the stands was cheering the miss so that they get to see another hole. And of course, that was a brilliant hole. Adam made a 15-foot putt from the frog hair, and that's with Duffner, not a gimme, but he was within 4 feet. And he made his, they birdied that to go to 18, and then Scott wins it. He hits one about 6 feet away and makes his putt to win. But it was what a crowd, what a great place to watch the tournament because you're close to a lot of holes there. It's an old classic style course like CCLR or something like that where you get a lot of holes kind of together in one little area.
I wish I knew what you're talking about, Jim, but they don't let me out there, buddy.
Oh, you need to come down there. Let's go to the Colonial some year.
I was talking about the Little Rock Country Club.
There's some that are still like that. I think PV's got some. You play at PV.
Don't let me out there either.
No.
Where do they let you?
Nowhere.
Anywhere?
Nowhere.
Patrick.
They don't let me out of the house. David Lingmuth finished 7 under. He made a cool $216,960 for the weekend. I think Kenny the Duke made 15 and Bryce Mulder made 18. So not a bad weekend for those guys.
Well, they made enough to cover expenses and a few more tournaments probably.
Okay, Jim. Over the weekend, I was at the high school and softball championships up in Fayetteville, which is a great weekend. What a good time. You know how many people I met that just, they didn't have any connection with any teams. Mm-hmm. They just went up there to watch some good baseball and good softball over the weekend. Yeah, it was great. And it's a great atmosphere.
Community. It's a big community up there.
I mean, it's a short distance to go from Baum Stadium to watch some baseball to Bogle Park and watch some softball, so it was good. But
beautiful.
Also, over the weekend, SEC tournament, Hogs lose to LSU, but it doesn't matter because they get a number 2 seed in the NCAA tournament, with the SEC breaking an all-time record with 10 teams in the NCAA baseball tournament.
Yeah, it's kind of tough if you didn't make it. I mean, if you were one, you know, Auburn, Missouri, Tennessee, or what was the 10th team? I don't even know. Georgia. I mean, if you're one of those four teams, you didn't make the NCAA tournament. You're sitting there going, hot seat, baseball hot seat. I mean, Auburn's in a rebuilding mode. You know, Missouri's going to have to get it going. It, just like in every sport, they did make the SEC football championship game, which, you know, certainly cooled the heat under Gary Pinkel. But, the baseball was great. Arkansas won 3 games up there. I think they did everything they needed to do to get consideration for a regional. They beat Ole Miss this year 3 out of 5 times. It's almost like the committee really didn't even take the tournaments much into account. Probably Virginia went from a top seed to a 3 seed, only the 3rd seed, but not a 3 seed, but the number 3 national seed, just because they didn't win the ACC, and Oregon State didn't win the Pac-12, but I don't know if they gave Arkansas a lot of points for what they did in the SEC tournament, to tell you the truth. You know, beating A&M now 3 out of 4 and beating Ole Miss 3 out of 5, and that's pretty good.
So
I don't know. Vanderbilt had a good record. They got a home field advantage, but Arkansas beat them 2 out of 3. You know, I mean, if Arkansas does get out of the Virginia regional, they're up against South Carolina or the winner of the South Carolina regional. So it's going to be a tough road for them. Going to Virginia to start with in Charlottesville. There are easier spots to be the number 2 seed in this tournament. Arkansas didn't get one of them.
No, it was not even close. I think it was, well, we talked about Liberty and how, yeah, look at the name of the shirt, that they're pretty good.
They're pretty good. They were being talked about pretty big. I mean, I know they're a small college, and they shouldn't necessarily have the kind of talent Arkansas should have assembled over the last few years, but they've got some good players, and they're only 30 miles or so away from Charlottesville, so they're not going to really have to travel much. They'll have fans. But Virginia obviously will have the home field advantage. It's kind of different than, you know, going to Baylor or to those regionals, the Oklahoma and Baylor, like they did a couple of years ago, and then Kansas State last year. This year, it's a pretty good haul for Arkansas just to get to Charlottesville to begin with, and there'll be 2 teams there that probably have a considerable amount of fans.
So what do you think? What do you think is going to come out this weekend? How do you feel? You feel the Razorbacks are prepared, ready to make a run?
Well, they're pitching, and their injuries, with the injury to Jalen Beeks, and the uncertainty of what he can do. They're talking about him only being able at best to maybe come in a relief role, so he won't be a starter. They have 2 solid, as we know, 2 solid starting pitchers, and this hurt them in the SEC tournament too. They just didn't have that 3rd ace. to pitch against NOLA and LSU, they have to win this first game against Liberty. If they fall into the loser bracket at Charlottesville, they're just not going to have enough pitching depth probably to get past Virginia or Liberty two times. And, you know, have to play, I think they'd have to play five games to win. They got to beat Liberty. I mean, you'd like to say, just go ahead and win these first two games, somehow knock Virginia off. You take them one at a time, of course. But if they fall in the loser bracket early, it's going to be almost impossible, I think, for them, unless somehow these bats magically come alive that haven't really been alive all season.
That'd be nice. Jim, let's switch a little bit to, not a little, let's switch to the NBA. Tonight, OKC in the Spurs game four, Heat Pacers. Looks like the Heat pretty much going to wrap this Indiana series up. If not next game, then the following game.
Yeah, the Heat just didn't, the Pacers just aren't, they aren't tough enough, are they?
Indiana?
They make a lot of turns. Yeah, Indiana. Yeah,
mental midgets. Jim.
I mean, they make a lot of turnovers. They aren't that great defensively. I can't imagine Larry Bird's too happy, and he's still involved.
Yeah, and I think this might be his last year, but yeah, he is still involved.
But I can't imagine he's pleased with the overall effort. I mean, but then again, they're playing the Heat, who's, you know, healthy at the right time. It's going to be a great final. I still think it's going to be the Spurs and the Heat, but I think that other series probably will go seven now. I think the Thunder can, win their home games with the Spurs. Isn't it funny how, I mean, they get blown out? And this reminds me, you remember this probably from years and years ago. You were probably a kid. But the Celtics beat the Lakers one year in the opening game, and it was at Boston. They beat them by 30-something points.
Yeah.
It was 87, because in 86 they won the NBA championship. So in 87 the finals started in Boston, and it was like Memorial Day or something too. It was like, but the Celtics beat them 30-something points, and everybody's already going, whoa. Celtics going to wipe the floor with the Lakers. And it just goes to prove that each one of these games is just one game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't matter what the margin is. It's like
Well, Jim, I can remember just as recently as 07, I think, in the same series, talk about the Celtics and the Lakers.
Yeah.
The Lakers had a 30-point victory over the Celtics, and the Celtics had a 30-point victory over the Lakers in the same series, NBA Finals.
So you had this game the other night. I mean, the Spurs had a tough game the first night with the Thunder, but then they pulled away and the final margin looked good. And then the next night, you know, just wiped the floor with them.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, oh, this game, this series will be over in four. I mean, give me some money on that, because, you know, it's like they're going to Oklahoma City. Give it, let them have their say first. I think it'll be great if the series goes like the Mavs and the Spurs, and it goes seven games and has some excitement, so we have some excitement leading into the finals.
Yeah, because if there isn't, who knows, it may be 2 weeks in between with no NBA playoffs. If they don't start it early, we get these two sweeps. But I agree with you. OKC is going to hang on, certainly.
I don't think
they're going to win, but game six or seven.
Is Eric Spoelstra ever going to get his due?
No. Did you happen to see the
question?
The press conference where nobody asked him any questions?
Yes, no. It's like he's just like the engineer on the train. The only thing he has to do is keep the train from running into another train, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, it's like asking the engineer, well, how was that train trip, you know, from Baltimore to D.C.? Oh, it was great. I didn't hit another train. And then Scotty Brooks did not trade Harden. I still think that's one of the stupidest trades made in the last 3 years.
I thought, and here's the reason why. James Harden gives you zero defense, and he takes shots away from Westbrook
And they have to have
and Durant,
their shots.
And they got to have their shots. And then, so you decide, you know, you couldn't have paid Ibaka if you paid Harden. You can't pay Harden and Ibaka. And at the end of the day, Ibaka can give you a consistent, well, he needs to give you a consistent jump shot. But also, he can defend that rim. And that was something, like I said, I mean, James Harden, you can just go back, and not to mention he didn't have a great NBA Finals series.
He did,
anyway.
But I just think if they had that third wheel, I mean, he doesn't have to be a superstar wheel, but just, and I don't think Bosch is a superstar, but I think if they just had that third guy, I mean, because it ends up Derek Fisher, of all people. What is he, 39?
It's amazing,
I mean,
huh?
And he's shooting, and he gives them kind of that third score, but he's not really the guy you want to be in, being that guy giving you the 16 to 20. You want a guy that's about 25 years old. And I think they would be seriously dangerous. And I don't think Scott Brooks, he's being criticized, and I think he's doing a fine, I mean, I think he's doing a decent job with these guys. I don't think he's keeping them, he's not holding them back.
It's tough.
We're going to find out soon. It's going to shake out here in a couple of weeks.
All right, Jim, I appreciate it, buddy.
Well, thanks for having me on, Pat. Right. And let's get out and play a little golf now that I know all the secrets of Adam Scott and Jason Duffner now.
Absolutely.
Watch them close. All right,
deal.
We'll see you.
All right, bro.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Jim Harris, SportingLifeArkansas.com.